Chris Spielman joins us on Sports Byline USA. Of course, most of you know him for his 11-year career in the National Football League with the Detroit Lions, Buffalo Bills, and Cleveland Browns. But he has a wonderful biography out that I hope you'll check out. It's called That's Why I'm Here, The Chris and Stephanie Spielman Story. And this book talks about how he stopped playing in the NFL at the height of his career to stay at home and care for his wife, who was battling breast cancer. And he also says it was not his purpose in life to play football and win all the accolades and receive recognition. There was a higher calling for him. Chris, usually when somebody writes a book like this, it's an ability to put everything into perspective and maybe even move on. Was it that way for you?
Well, we decided to write the book because there's, you know, Stephanie was such an important figure in the breast cancer community. We started a fund with the goal initially of raising $100,000. And, you know, last week we announced that we raised $10 million at the James Cancer Hospital and Solox Research Institute. And one thing that we're very proud of is the fact that every one of those dollars goes directly to research and is held accountable. So that's her legacy. Also, the number of people she touched is too numerous to count. And so my promise to her with the last conversation that I had was, you know, I'll be the best dad that I can be, and I'll carry your mission on. And I'm able to do that and talk to survivors and caregivers via Twitter, email, Facebook, whatever, just to support them and share my experience with them to let them know that they're not alone. Whatever fears they may have, they're not alone.
Going back and reflecting on the experience, both for her, for you, and for the family overall, did you learn anything that maybe you didn't know when you were going through it?
Well, I changed completely as a person, and when you read a book, and those that read the book, they'll see a person who defined himself strictly as a football player. I did have a faith, and I knew what I believed, and I knew why I believed it, but I didn't always live it. And you'll see that when something like this happens, as we grow older and mature, you make a choice. You make a choice to run God, or run to God, or run away from God. I chose to run to. She did, and that sustained us throughout our journey. The book is about hope, hope through a cancer diagnosis, hope through 5 reoccurrences, and hope through death, hope that is not a wish, but hope that is a promise. And Stephanie had no fear of death. She knew what her mission was. She knew what we were supposed to do, and she did it proudly.
You guys were high school sweethearts. Tell me about the first time you saw her.
Well, the first time I saw her, I mean, she was breathtaking. She went to a different high school, and we were able to meet through a mutual friend. And, you know, not only her beauty, like all high school boys, I was 17, she was 15 at the time. Just, you know, you're interested in how the girl looked. The book is very honest, and I'm very honest. But the thing that attracted me once I got to know her was her presence and just her genuine confidence about her. Not any cockiness at all, but just the presence and the confidence that shines. And that certainly was the case when she was undergoing treatments and became a spokesperson and a role model for many women that go through this disease.
You know, it's not ever, you know, always easy to be involved with somebody who goes on and becomes a star in something. And in your particular case, it was in football. I've always admired women that had their own identities when they were involved with people that were stars. Tell me a little bit about her personality and her ego.
Well, she didn't have an ego. She had a very strong personality and a servant's heart. And one of the reasons why I chose, to take the year off is because everything was about me throughout our marriage. Then when the time came where she needed me more than football needed me, it was a difficult choice to make, but it was the right choice to make. And so I chose to stay home and to honor the wedding vows and to honor the vow of in sickness and in health. And I couldn't look myself in the mirror and be the man that I wanted to be or the husband that I promised to be if I'd go to a different state and play football while she was undergoing treatment. And again, I was blessed financially to have that choice.
Were there some challenges along the way as you moved into Ohio State and became an All-America player there? Because, as I said, those marriages of sports people, so a person married to a great athlete is always something that I've always found fascinating.
I didn't have any challenges. If you know anything about my career, and I kind of addressed some of this in the book, is that I was all about football, about considering it an opportunity and a privilege to be in the NFL, not the NFL to have me in it. And so as far as challenges for her, I don't think so, because she knew that I was dedicated and loyal.
As you moved along in your career and got into the National Football League, tell me a little bit about how that was for you. About, you know, you started out with the Detroit Lions, and there was were the years the Detroit Lions had some struggling years.
Well, we did early on. Then in 1991, we reached the NFC Championship game, missed the playoffs in 92, went to the playoffs in 93, 94, 95. I played with the greatest running back, in my opinion, of all time, in Barry Sanders, and he did something every single week that made me just amazed at his ability and talent. They were good years. Detroit Lions have great fans. I had a good coach, and Wayne Font, a good man, good owner, and William Clay Ford. And it was a wonderful experience and something that I cherished. I don't have any bad memories or thoughts of pro football. I mean, I left the game with a fused neck, plenty of broken bones, and a hip replacement at 46 years old, but have no regrets whatsoever.
Let's talk a little bit about 1998 when Stephanie was diagnosed with cancer. Tell me about that day when she found out about it.
Well, it started in, I was in June, late June, I got back from the hospital and found out that my neck wasn't quite fused, so I would not be able to make the comeback. I probably missed maybe the first half of training camp before I went back to Buffalo. Also, about a week after that, Stephanie miscarried our third child, so we were dealing with that. And on July 7th of 1998, that's when we found out that she was diagnosed with breast cancer. So the first time that happened, my initial reaction was kind of a linebacker mentality. You know, we got to fight. It's fourth and one. We got to cause a fumble and return it for a touchdown to win a game. It's going to be against us, but we're never quitting. We're never surrendering. She was kind of in shock. Then we made our way into the car to go to meet the doctor after she processed for a while. And about 3 hours later, we're at a stoplight right before we pull into the hospital. And I throw a little fit. I mean, I'm pounding the car. I'm hitting the window. And I'm screaming, why is this happening to us? I can't believe this is happening to us. This is not fair. And she looked at me with such disgust and used a tone of voice that she never used with me before. And she said, how dare you? And I said, how dare I what? She said, how dare you say that with all the blessings that we've been given in our life? And right then and there was kind of a change for me that if I was going to lead her through this, I better get an attitude adjustment. And so what I started doing, instead of looking ahead for the next good thing or the next blessing to come our way, I looked back behind me and saw all the blessings that I've been given my whole life and saw all the hands that have served her and I. And right then and there, I decided that I'm going to honor her the way she's honored me and serve her throughout this whole journey.
It takes a special type of discipline to be a professional athlete, no matter what the sport might be. Chris, did you find that discipline of being an athlete helped both you and Stephanie during the course of this, dealing with this?
Oh, I absolutely think that it's no accident that my whole life, from the time of being 17 years old and being on a Wheaties box out of Massillon High School, to the attention that I received at Ohio State and in my NFL days, that I was trained specifically to help her go through this 12-year battle. That was the whole purpose of football and the whole purpose of the discipline that I had as an athlete, the training, the diet, everything that I did was for one goal. And so I was able to channel that energy, which I learned through my athletic endeavors, and then put that into the cancer world and help her do battle.
Correct me if you think I'm wrong about this, Chris, but I would think the biggest challenge for you or anybody that has to go through this is just the unknown and also the ups and downs, that all of a sudden you get hope because the tests indicate things are going in the right direction, and then something happens that indicates it's not going in that direction. Am I correct in that assumption?
You are, and that's the main purpose of the book. There's a lot of purposes of the book, and one of the main purposes, I should say, is that many people, whether they're a survivor or a caregiver or anybody that's going through a difficult time, there's also oftentimes a feeling of loneliness, like nobody can possibly understand what I'm going through, or fear that one may have. And the book kind of chronicles my emotions and my fears and some of the places where I fell short and the mistakes that I made. and people can learn from those and understand that, hey, we're all human beings and we have these natural feelings. But the other purpose of the book is to send a message of, you know, we got to be on our guard. Things, good things and bad things are going to happen to each and every person in their life every single day. And the belief that we had is that we had to stand firm in our faith. We have to be men and women of strength, men and women of courage, and above all, do everything with love and passion. And that's what we did when we embraced our journey, and that's how we lived it. I believe we did.
Did the football family also rally around both of you?
Well, yes, they did. I mean, all the teams, the Detroit Lions and the Buffalo Bills were very supportive. A lot of my teammates reached out to me. Frankly, a lot of them were surprised that I chose to take the year off because I was, you know, the persona that I had as a player was that he's all business, he's all football, that's all he cares about. And frankly, that's probably how I was. But they were very supportive, the whole community, and still are to this day.
You did walk away a little bit to become a stay-at-home dad and to help with the children and everything. I always feel that most men, if they're working in their careers, they probably don't have an appreciation for what a woman has to do by being a stay-at-home mom. What did you learn through that experience that maybe you didn't know before?
Well, I mean, I guess the biggest lesson is that you have to have patience with four kids. At the time of the original diagnosis, my children were 4 and 2, Madison and Noah. At the time of her death, I had a 15-year-old, a 13-year-old, a 9-year-old, a 7-year-old. So each individual child has their own challenges and their schedules to keep. And life doesn't stop. And that's the message that Stephanie left for them, for all the children, was that, look, no matter how you go through life, I want you to do this. I want you to lean on each other, and I want you never to use my death as an excuse for anything but motivation for everything. And although my kids still have challenges with the loss of their mother, I see them smile and embrace life every day.
There is a legacy here with Stephanie, and unless somebody is close to it like yourself or like the kids, they may not know what that is. But can you share that legacy with us, Chris?
Well, I think one that we're very proud of, and I talked about it a little bit, was that she left a legacy of when there's something bad, look for a way to turn it into something good. And we hooked up with the James Cancer Hospital and Soloff Research Institute here at the Ohio State University. We established that fund with a goal, again, of raising $100,000. Last Wednesday, we announced that it reached $10 million and going strong. And every single one of those dollars goes to research. Not one penny goes to overhead. And that's something that we're very, very proud of. And the other thing is that she was able to touch people, and she was able to make a difference in people's lives. And I tell my kids that we will not live in doom and gloom. And Stephanie had a saying that was, see the heroes in your own life every single day. And they're out there. And so my kids have eyes wide open. They understand that they are here to serve, not to be served. And they do a darn good job of it, and a lot of that's credit a little bit to me and a lot to their mother.
What did Chris Spielman learn about himself through this experience?
Well, that you're capable of handling things that you think are impossible, and that I was a man who was very proud, and I was humble to the core, and I would try to cut deals with God and the people of faith. They know what I'm talking about. If, you know, God, if you get me through this, I promise I'll say 25 prayers today, or whatever the deal I was cutting. Then when she was diagnosed the second time, when it went from her breast into her lungs, I was devastated, and I was a humbled man. And you'll read this story in the book, instead of going to pick up the kids like I was supposed to, I went behind a restaurant, crawled in the back of my car in a fetal position, and sat there and in fear, and I prayed for strength, received it, and went on and fulfilled my obligations as a husband and a father.
Chris, I want to thank you for sharing the story with us, and I hope people will check out the biography. It's called That's Why I'm Here, the Chris and Stephanie Spielman Story. Thank you very much. Take care, Chris.
Thank you, sir. Have a good day.
Chris Spielman with us as we continue across the country and around the world with you on America's Sports Talk Show.